Hoiso achas kesheiro viachas psula. Let's say one of the two ladies your brother had, one was kosher lakuna, one was pos lakuna. Let's say one was in nisgarshu, one received a get from a different husband before. Is mahayecholitz? If you plan not to give chalitza, chelis lepsula. The answer is to give chalitza to the one that's already posted to the kohen, not to pass another isha to the kohen. But if you want to go make yibum, then miyab mekshir. It means whichever one you want to. Yibum doesn't make a difference. You could even be miyab mekshir if you want. But if you only want to give chalitza, then the Mishnah tells you in Eitzah, give chalitza to the isha that's anyway posted to the kohen. And don't give to the to chalitza to the one that's kosher. Let her remain to be kosher to a kohen. Because once she receives chalitza, she's also to a kohen. So the Gemara. Abu'ach and Tzakadaita, because the Havamina was, there were only four brothers, and all four died. For the Gemara, then what's the Mishnah saying? Give him Yabim, they're all dead. Ela'ima Arbor Meyachin. It means four of the brothers died. Now there were 10 brothers, four of them died. So that's telling us that a Rashus Biyadai, if the oldest one wants it to be Miyabim, all four he's allowed to. For the Gemara of Ashafkalay and Bezdin lets him do it. For a Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk says, the Koroloi Zikni Iroi. The oldest people of the city come and call to him. So he dash in Hain Veloi Shluchim. The Bezdin himself has to talk to the Yavim and not the Shluchim. The Dibrei Lov, they talk to him. What do they tell him? That Malamed Shemasiin Lo Yetzo Genes. They give him good advice. Bezdin gives the Yavim advice if he should be Miyabim or not. That means Yetzo Genes Loi. Shimho Yehu Yelet. Let's say he, the Yavim, was a young one. He's a Kainer. She's an older lady. Or else who's Zokin V'yaldi? He's very old, she's very young. Oimrim Loi, Bezdin tells him, for your own sake, Malacho Eitzel Yalda, what do you have to go to such a young one for? You're older. Malacho Eitzel Zekena, you're so much younger, what do you have to go be Miyab the older one for? Klach Eitzel Shekamayscha, you're better off only marrying a lady that's your age. V'yal Tosim Ketotim V'Veisecha, what do you have to get yourself into problems? You only have fights. So what do you see? That Bezdin gives him advice that before he makes Yibum, to tell him exactly what's good for him. See, if so, how come over here, like the Chavar Minim is, how come we tell him to be Miyab with four wives? It's too difficult to support them. You have to be very rich to support four wives. Normally, a person can't support four wives. So how come Bezdin doesn't tell him, don't be Miyab with four? It's going to be too hard for you. So Marin says, like Tzricha di Efshalei, we're talking about the Yavim is very rich. The Yavim is very rich. He could afford to have a lot of maids. Could afford to have a lot of wives. It's not a problem of marrying, of supporting them. Fred Yomari Yachi if so, Afilu Tubanami. So why does the Mishnah only say four? Mashma, that's the most. It should have said a case of five or six. If you want to be Miyab, you can Miyab more five or six wives. So Mara says, Eitzah Tovah Kamashman. The Mishnah telling you should know an Eitzah Tovah. The what? Daladin, the most you should marry is only four wives. Tzvei Loi, don't get married to four. Why? Ki Eichad Dinim Tayu Wai No B'chodesh. Today you should be able to be with at least each one of them once a month. The Rashi brings down, it's talking about the Yoinoah of a Talmud Chochem is Mi'era Shabbos, Ne'era Shabbos. A Talmud Chochem is only with his wife once a week. So if so, here we can have four wives, at least you'll be able to be with each wife once a month. Yeah. That's the Chiddush over here. The word Kamashmul on the Dalit in Tfeiloi, four is the most you should get married to, and not more. Ki Echad and Imtayu are no Bechidish. Today you should be able to live with each one of them at least once a month. And Rashi says that I know of Talmud Chochem is Erev Shabbos once a week. Therefore, if you have four wives, you'll be able to be with one a week, and therefore you'll have a chance once a month to be with each one of them. But more than that, that's no good. But up until four, that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, still it's okay. Right, the Mishayonasi. If a man had two wives, and the brother died, so now the din of Yibm is only to one of them and not to two of them. Fredrik Murray, how do you know this? Maybe if your brother had two wives, maybe there's a mitzvah to be Miyabim both of them. You can marry both of them if you want to, maybe. Omer Rab Chiyah Baraba, Omer Rab Yechon, Omer Makrua, no, the Pasuk says like this. Asher lo Yivne es beis ochiv. Says you give chalitza if he did not build up his brother's house. So that means if you don't want to build it up to make yibum, then you give chalitza. So we dash in, there's only a question of building up one house.
one wife from your brother. But there's no din yibum on the two wives of your brother. If your brother had two wives, for sure the mitzvah yibum is only to one of them, not the two of them. Fred Gemara, good, that's yibum, but maybe even nechlitz l'tavayu. Maybe if you want to, maybe there's a mitzvah to give chalitza to both of them. How come our Mishnah says, but he give chalitza also, it's only to one, not to two? The Pasuk says, Deis chalutz hanol. We dash in again, bayis echodu chalitz, v'yeina chalitz shnei batim. There's only a mitzvah to give chalitza to one of you, to one of the two wives, not to two of them. Just to one, not to two. Bayis chalutz hanol. The house, mashmon, one house, there's a mitzvah to give chalitza to one, not to two of them. But maybe there should be the mitzvah yibum to give yibum to one and to give chalitza to the second one. How can has our Mishnah to say when you give one, it automatically partners the tzara? Maybe you have to do one to one and one to the other. Make yibum to one and chalitza to the other one. Makroah, the pasuk says, im lo yachpitz. When is chalitza only if you don't want to make yibum? Mashma hochofet yibum. You only give chalitza if you had the choice, if you wanted to, you were able to be miyabim her. So the klal is that kol oyla liyibim oyla lechalitza. Anytime you have the choice, you have a zikas yibim, you could be miyabim her, then you could give a chalitza. But kol she'ein oyla liyibim, anytime you do not have the right to be miyabim if you want to, the klal is ein oyla lechalitza. There's no mitzvah to give chalitza. So over here, we gave yibim to one, we're saying now the second one, there's no mitzvah yibim. There's only a yibum, one of your wives of your brother, not two of the wives of your brother. So since you can't be miyabim the second one, that's why he would then, there's no mitzvah to give a chalitza either. The yod, another pshat is, shloyom, people should not say, bayis miktsasei bonui, or miktsasei cholitz. That people say, the brother's house, if he had two wives, half the house, one wife you have to give yibum, and one wife you have to give chalitza. Fred Gemara v'yom, what's wrong? Let them say that. The Gemara says, "Idi miyabim v'ad cholitz ochinami." It'll be very good if they first give yibum, then the second one to give chalitz or not doesn't make a difference. What's the difference? Even if she doesn't need it, but if you give it, like so what? Ella, but we're afraid dil macholitz. Maybe you give chalitz to one wife for her the miyabim, and then you go to the miyabim the second one. And since there's no mitzvah yibum, the kom leib la yivna, you be over the lav of la yivna. Like, since you gave chalitza to one, you're not allowed to be miyabim to the second one anymore. So therefore, we don't let you do both. So people should not make mistakes to think, even if you gave chalitza to one, still if you want, you're allowed to be miyabim the second one. Fred Gemar V'yayim, let's say like this. Ki kuchodo tiskai mitzvah yibum. When you have only one wife, your brother only had one wife, be miyabim. Ki katarti, maybe when your brother had two wives, like tiskai mitzvah yibum. Maybe there's no mitzvah yibum at all, maybe. Maybe the whole parasha of Yibum is only so when your brother had one wife. When your brother had two wives, maybe there's no mitzvah Yibum altogether. For the Gemara came and so, Tzoras Erva, to Yosef Rachmana Lomeli. How do you ever have the case of a Tzoras Erva? Like your brother, when he has two wives, you're telling me there's no mitzvah Yibum. So what do you need the whole parasha of Tzoras Erva for? Where it says, Hashto Beis Bialmo. Omar to love v'nechalitza v'yibim ninu madach in the case when your brother has stam two wives, even if both are mutter to you. You're telling me now when he has two wives, there's no mitzvah yibim and no mitzvah chalitza. So tzoras erva mi boy, when your brother has a wife that's an erva to you and a second wife, pshit there's no mitzvah yibim on the second wife. What do we need a pasuk for? So Mora says no, alam aloy, why not? Itzrach, I need a pasuk for this. Salka daita chamin, I would have thought very good. The havmin is like this. Erva avroi kaima. The ish of your brother had two wives. In a case where one of them is an erva to you. So the one, let's say she's your wife's sister. So she, lemaisa, does not fall to yibum. She's an erva. She remains like outside. Is erva avroi kaima. The erva remains outside. So therefore, who falls to you? Only the second one, the tzara. So maybe it's considered like only one wife is falling to you. Maybe there would be a mitzvah yibum. But it's yabim tzarosa. Kamash v'lan dasira. That's why I need a new pasuk litzra we had before to teach us that a tzara serva is asa. But again, how do we know? Maybe when you have two yivamis, your brother had two wives, and they both fall to you, maybe there's no mitzvah yibum. So Gemara says, Eli yivimta, yivimta riboy. Habadam says in the pasuk, yivimta, yivimta twice, that's a riboy to teach us, not only when your brother has one wife, even when he has two wives, still there is a mitzvah yibum. Just halachas are, you only have to be miyabim one, or else give chlitza to one, and not to do two, to both of them. Vaitoisachas ksheira. In a case where you brought out two wives, and one is kosher for kain, and one is a grusha, so then when you give chalitza, give chalitza to the grusha. So the Mara, Omar Rav Yosef, Kanshon Rebbe, here Rebbe learned, that lo yishpach adam meiboyri, you should not spill out your water, for yacherim tzrichim lem, other people need it. Like over here, don't ruin it for somebody else. You're not marrying, you're giving chalitza. So to you it doesn't make enough kumina which one of these two you give chalitza to. So why ruin it for another kain? Since one isha is a grusha anyway, she anyway can't get married to a kain. The other isha is not a grusha. So give the chalitza to the grusha, not to ruin the other isha to a kain. Don't ruin something that could be used by somebody else. So the Mishnah. Hamazi grushosai. If somebody remarries Mishnisais, that your wife got married to somebody else, You gave your wife a get, and she got married to somebody else. So there's a law now, you're not allowed to remarry her, and you went ahead and you did remarry her. Amasig Rishosai. Or else, via Noise Chalitzosai. You gave the Yavama Chalitza, and there's a law, you're not allowed to marry her. And yes, you gave the Chalitza, you went to marry her. Via Noise Kroivas Chalitzosai. Or else, you went and married the sister from the one you gave Chalitza to. So we had a source of awesome at Rabbonin. Is the law for Yotze v'Avlad Mamzer? Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Shita is even for Chai v'Lavin, even though the Isher is only Yosef to you with a Lav, if you live with her and have a kid, the kid is called the Mamzer. That's Rabbi Yotze, that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. And Rashi brings down the common boil on the Gemara, Ha'kroivas Chalitzos and Lav Yeraisi. That's good, the first two cases. But if you marry the sister of the Isher that you gave the Chalitza to, that's only Yosef with the Rabbanan, so why is the kid a Mamzer? But the Bekiva Shita is, Chai V'Lavin makes a Mamzer. The Chom Moim, the Chom say, no, ain't Avlad Mamzer. The kid is not a Mamzer. Like we all the Loch, it's only if the Avera was a Chai V'Krisus. Then the kid is a Mamzer. But just by Chai V'Lavin, like here, if you remarry your wife that you gave a get to after she married somebody else and got her get from him, it's only a Lav not to remarry you. So we all the kid is not a Mamzer. Oh, Moidim, but both agree, Benoise Kroivas Kurushosai. If after you gave your wife a get, you went and married her sister, so she's a chai v'krisis to you, shevlad mamzer. The law is you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister. Only when your wife dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. But even after you give your wife a get, kolzaman she's alive, there's a chai v'krisis for you to marry your sister. So if you marry her sister, that's mamash a chai v'krisis, then if you have a kid, the kid is a mamzer according to everybody. So the Gemara. Is it true the Sava Rabbi Kiva? Does Rabbi Kiva really hold that Ha Noisei Kroivas Chalitzosoi Hav Lad Mamzer? Again, in the case where your brother died and he gave Chalitza to his wife, and now you marry her sister, that Rabbi Kiva holds the kid you have now is called a Mamzer. I've Omer Rashlokas said we learned before that Kan Shon Rabbi here Rabbi taught us that Achaz Gerusha Midir Achoyz here. If you marry the sister of your wife, even after you gave her get, that's also midiraisa. But you should know, achoyz chalutza, that if you give an isha chalitza, if you go to marry your sister, it's only midiraisa, it's only yasa midirabonin. So it's only yasa midirabonin, the kid is not a mamzer. So how can the Bekiva says, na mishnah, the kid is a mamzer? Now the Gemara told you what you should learn is kroivas grusosoi. Don't say kroivas chalutzosoi, but rather kroivas Gerushosai. In the case where you gave your wife a get, and now you marry her sister, she's a chai v'krisis, that's the case that the kid is a mamzer. So the Marochi Nami Mestavu, this is the Svaros like this, you're right. Tiktoni Seifer, the Seifer says, Umoidim, they both agree, V'noisei Kroivas Gerushosai, Shavlad Mamzer. That even the Chachomim agree to Rabbi Kiva, when you marry your wife's sister and you have a kid, the kid's a mamzer. See, Yarmit, if you're going to tell me Bishleim is very good, I rebore, that in the Reisha, Rabbi Kiva was also talking about this case, where you marry your wife's sister. Hainu, Diktoni, that's why it says at the end of the Mishnah, Umaydim, that the Chum also agreed to that one case. Eli, Yarmit, lo Yaribor, if you tell me, though, the Mishnah's not talking about that case, my Umaydim, what's the Lashon of Umaydim? They both agree. And Gemara, my Umaydim, Fidulma Hokamashmalon, the Yesh Mamzer Mechai V'Krisus, what's so schwer? Maybe the Mishnah is teaching us at the end of the Chom Mishita is that from Chai V'Krisus the kid is a Mamzer. So tomorrow, Katon L'Lakamon, no, that's a Mishnah later, not Memtes, we're going to have a Mishnah like that. That there it says, Azeo Mamzer, which case, where the man and the lady live together, be yisur, if they have a kid, is a kid a mamzer? So the Mishnah later brings out the machlokes. That kol share bosa shu b'lo yover divrei Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva shita is any isha that's also to you b'lo yover with a lav. Any isha not let her marry but teres a lav, that alone makes the kid a mamzer. Rebbe Shimon atemoni yomer kol shechayover molav koris b'day shemayim. No, chayv lavan does not make the kid into a mamzer. But in the case where yover chayv krisos b'day shemayim, then the kid is a mamzer. V'yalocha kidvorev, and we paskin like Rebbe Shimon atemoni. So what's the chiddush of our mishnah over here? The Marvidilma Kasosum Latona Krib Shimnatimoni. Our Mishnah here is a Stam Mishnah tells us that we hold the Kashimnatimoni. For the Gemari Im Kane, if so, listening, Shachai Bekrisis. Let the Mishnah say other cases of Chai Bekrisis. Kravas Kurushosal Amali. How come our Mishnah Badafka picks this one case, your wife's or sister? Ella Shimamin Aribo. Elamites are right that in the ratio of our Mishnah we're also talking about that. So Rabbi Kiva also said the case if you marry your wife's sister, the kid's a mamzer. Not Krevas Chalutzosoi, but Krevas Girushosoi. For the Marno, Vidilma Liyolom Loyaribo. Maybe the ratio of Kiva is not talking about Krevas Girushosoi. It's not Krevas Chalutzosoi. No, Vyadi, the Tony Master Gurushosai. Since the Mishnah says anywhere the case where you're Master Gurushosai, Vinoise Chalutzosai, and you marry back the Ishi gave a chlitza to. Who Krevas Chalutzosai, it says these cases in Rebbe Akiva, Tony Nami Krevas Gurushosai. The Seifu, when says, according to Chomim, that Chai Vikrisa, the kids of Mamzer, it picks a case like the Rasha by Krevas Gurushosai. So if so, for the Gemara, al Krovas Chutzosla Rav Kiva Avi Mamzer, is it true? Like how could that be? Why the Krova of Yechalitzosla? We give Chalitza. If you go marry a sister, and the rice she's mutter to you, how could Rav Kiva say the kids of Mamzer? Om Rav Chiya Baraba, Om Rav Yechanan, Hayna Taima Rav Kiva. Yes, Hatayif Shan Rav Kiva is like this. The Yom Makro, the pasuk says like this: Beis Chalutz Hanol. If you give Chalitza to the Isha to Yevama, she's called the Beis Chalutz Hanol is Hakosid Korah Beisoi. The Torah calls to your wife. So in Kivol the Smithy Raisa, when you give Chalitza to one of your brother's wife, she's called like Beisoi, like your wife. And the din is now Midi Raisa, you're not allowed to marry her sister. So if you marry your sister and live with her, it's Mamashachai Vikrisus, and that's where Kivol's soul is the kid is a mamza. There's not like Rebbe. Before we said, not like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said over that contra on a Rebbe, that Achais, Chalutzah, Zonim, Medivri Seifrim, maybe Rebbe Kiva argues Taka and Rish Lakish. And Rebbe Kiva holds not, Rebbe Kiva holds Taka, she's also Medivri Seifrim. Omer Rebbe Yosef, Omer Rebbe Shimon Bar Rebbe. Hakur Moid, and everybody agrees that the Mach, the Gurush Osai, in the case that if you gave your wife a get, and then you remarried her, the Mach, the Gurush Osai,